There's a plan to attract thousands of people, many from other states, to a rally in which jeeps, trucks, and off-road vehicles race up and down the Rio Grande. The fourth annual River Run is scheduled for October 17th, with a smaller event set for the 10th. Organizers say they'll donate to a charity and to needy families any funds they raise. Others say the rally would be disastrous. A huge gathering of strangers eating, drinking, and laughing together could easily become a COVID-19 super spreader event. State health officials, state police, and Doñana Sheriff's Office are on alert. Rally organizers expect at least 1,000 people from Arizona alone. But New Mexico requires out-of-state visitors to quarantine for 14 days. Conservationists say the rally would harm the environment in several ways, including harm to migrating birds and to 4 riparian habitat restoration projects. SWEC Executive Director Kevin Bixby notes that the river is a living ecosystem. Pockets of water, which are fun to drive through, contain fish on which herons and egrets depend for food. The Mesilla Valley Audubon Society says the event would destroy insect larvae and other food sources needed by migrating birds. A spokesperson noted that there are other places to hold a rally, but the birds have only the one river. The rally would destroy vegetation, erode riverbanks, and spill a lot of oil and gas in the river. One conservationist said the community shouldn't support, quote, a monster truck ATV rally with hundreds or thousands of vehicles pummeling the corridor and threatening community investments and commitments, unquote, after the community has recognized the river as a functioning survival route for migratory and resident species, funded and worked on wetland and riparian restoration, and spent $200 million to raise levees. Doñana County Commissioner Shannon Reynolds said, "I'm in favor of outdoor recreation, if it's done right, in cooperation with nature, not an abuse of nature, and with appropriate permitting." The event might not happen. Organizers had not realized they needed a special event permit from the International Boundary and Water Commission, which controls the riverbed. That process can be lengthy, since all departments, including environmental, review permit applications. Another requirement is appropriate liability insurance. So the event might get moved, although that still raises pandemic problems and could raise other environmental concerns. As often happens, both sides involve good people trying to do what they feel is good for the community. We should listen to all viewpoints and hope the current controversy educates all of us.